this landscape.
All right. We are learning this Gemara Yudam and Beis for the very first time. We pick up on the top line on the last word. It says, Ve'elamai Rabbi Elazar. It says, you want to tell me that it goes like Rabbi Elazar? We had explained before that there was a brisa that said that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, if a person plants, if he plants before the 30 days, it is no good and you have to uproot it. And if it's 30 days or more, then it's also Lo Shana, then it's considered a full year. We explained on Yudam and Aleph that cannot go like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir seems to say that all you need is one day. It does seem to go like Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, is that true? Elamai Rabbi Lazar, Shloshim Shloshim Boy, you would require 60. 30 plus 30. That's not, because we have a mission that says, Einotin vein mavrichin vein markivin, erev shvias pachas milam en yom. You're not allowed to do Netia, Havracha, or Harkava, like we explained on Tuesday, what those things are. Less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Imnata, and if you did plant Vehivrich Vehirkiv Yaakov, then you got to uproot it. And the reason is because you require actually 30 days for it to take root. Not like we have explained before on Tessamid Bays that it takes root right away, but rather it actually takes 30 days to take root. If it takes 30 days to take root, and Rabbi Elazar requires 30 days to be considered a year, it would seem that according to Rabbi Elazar, you would require 60, not 30. So therefore, that brisa shouldn't go like Rabbi Elazar either. The Mishnah goes on and says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kol harkava she'enu koletes begimel yamim, shuv enu koletes. Anytime you do harkava, and if it doesn't take root within 3 days, it's never going to take root. So we see according to Rabbi Yehuda that the rooting process is actually 3 days. Did you want to say something about Rabbi Stengel about this?
No, you didn't put it in.
I didn't put it in. Put it in now. That's what Rabbi Stein
is. Grafting is not rooted.
Very good.
It's not planting.
Okay, so, very good.
So how do we understand that?
Okay, very good. So Rabbi Stengel points out that it's a very good point. It's a good point. I didn't think about that. I actually thought about it about 2 minutes ago, but I didn't think about it 5 minutes ago. But at any rate, he points out, Rabbi Stengel is pointing out that he only mentions, Rabbi Yehuda only mentions Harkava. He doesn't mention Netia and Harkava and Havracha, which seems to connote that Rabbi Yehuda would hold like the Tanakhama in those two cases. But in the case of Harkava, he holds 3 days. Okay, it's a good point. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, add a third date, the third possibility, and they say Shtei Shavasos. It actually takes root in 2 weeks, 14 days. So we have the Tanakhama that says it takes root in 30. We have Rabbi Yehuda who says it takes root in 3, although, like Rabbi Stengel pointed out, it might only be by Harkava that's the case.
You have to have the article. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he only mentions grafting, but it also applies to the other things.
Very good.
And whether it's a grafting or layering is the word you were looking for the other day. Layering.
Layering.
Layering is the word that he uses.
See, I got to use Harkava more often.
And then it says the reason. He even says the reason why the Rabbi Yehuda only mentions Harkava is because Harkava is the hardest thing for it to even Harkava.
Very good. Yeshakayach. Okay. Very good. That's the Rashash, people. All right. Very good. Did you look up the thing that you wanted to look up on Tuesday?
I said Blee Nether.
Yeah, you did say Blee Nether. You did say Blee Nether.
I tried, but I realized it's going to take too much time. I'm like at work, you know.
Take your time. I'm saying we're going to be doing Zeroyim for a very long time. Take your time. I'm saying it doesn't have to be done, you know, because Zeroyim goes on for many Dapim. So it'll be Shaykh for a long time.
Okay.
All right. Fine. So I'm not going to hold you to it. There's no debt, okay? Shemitah comes, it cancels, okay? Okay, don't worry about it. But I would like to hear it if you have some, you know. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Okay, in any case, so we have three opinions over here. 30 days it takes to take root. Kundra of Yehuda, it takes 3 days to take root, and that would apply to all cases. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon says it actually takes 2 weeks. In the name of Rabba Baravuha says, and he's an Amora, so he's commenting on this Mishnah, and he says, Ladire ha'omer lamid, according to the Tana, meaning the Tanakama in the Mishnah, that says it takes 30 days to take root, sorech lamid ushloshim, you would need 30 and 30. you would need the 30 that it takes to take root, plus the 30 for, we know that we have an answer of Tosefes Shvius. So it's going to take 60. And Ladiri Ha'omer Shlosha, the guy who said 3, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Sar Shlosha U'Shloshim, you're going to need 33. 3 to take root, and 30 for Tosefes Shvius. Ladiri Ha'omer Beisha Basos, the guy, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who say it takes 2 weeks, Sar Shtesha Basos U'Shloshim Yom. Again, you're going to require 44 days. 14 for taking root, and 34 Tosefes Shvius. The Inamik Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle, and therefore, even if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Lazar holds like the most makel opinion, which is Rabbi Yehuda, 3 days, Gimel Shloshim Boy, would require 33. So again, our Brisa that says 30 is not Meduyuk, not according to Rabbi Meir Lechora, and not according to Rabbi Lazar, because he should say 33. So we got a problem. Who does the Brisa go like? So the Gemara says, Ela Liolam Rabbi Meir. Really, I'll tell you, it's our old friend Rabbi Meir, Bechika Amr Lamed. And when does the Brisa say Lamed? Leklita. That's only Leklita, meaning when the Brisa over here said 30, it was talking about Klita. It takes 30 days for it to take root. That's what Rav Meir would agree with that. He would say, yeah, I hold like the Tanakhama that says it takes 30 days for it to take root. Now, what's the obvious question? The obvious question is
31.
Oh, that it should be 31, because we had Rabbi Meir before who said that one day in the year is considered also Loshana. So you need still one day plus the 30 that it takes to take root. So you're going to need 31. And that's what the Gemara is going to say over here. The Gemara says, Ihachi Lamed Aleph Boy. If you're going to tell me it goes like Rabbi Meir, you're going to need 31. Where do you get away with 30 from? So the Gemara says, yeah, it really is 30. Why? Because Kasava Rabbi Meir holds Yom Lamed Ola Lakan Ulakan. The 30th day of the 30 days that it takes to take root is going to work for the 30 days, for the 30th day of taking root, as well as day one of Osa Lo Shana. Day one where you require for the Tosefes Shvius, as well as counting for a year. So in other words, Rabbi Meir Lechora holds that really it doesn't take 30 full days to take root. It takes 29 and some to take root. And so the partial day of the 30th will count as day 30 for taking root. And you can use the other partial day of the 30th day for it to be considered a full year, and that'll be Tosefes Shvius. So according to Rabbi Meir, Tosefes Shvius isn't a full month. Tosefes Shvius is only going to be one day, and you can use a partial day for that. And then 30 days it takes to take root. So Rabbi Meir would agree. He would be the Tana of the Brisa that says 30 days. And when he says 30, he means 29 plus for taking root and a half a day or a partial day for it to be considered a full year and for Tosefes Shvius to be considered as well. So we can say that the Brisa does in fact hold like Rabbi Meir. Goes like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is a Tana of it. Okay, so we have the Machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir as to whether a day in a year is considered a full year, or whether you need 30 days. Rabbi Meir says one day, Rabbi Lozen says 30 days. Where do they get their opinions from? Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushnei mikra echad darshu. Both of these opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozen, they learn it from the very same pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is Lagabi the Mabul. When it comes to the Mabul, the Torah says, Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'il shana. It was on the first and 600th year. Barishon, on the first month, Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of that month. So we're talking day one of year 601, meaning 601 of the life of Noach, because the Mabul started when he was 600, and the 601st year of Noach is when the Mabul stopped, and when he opened the lid to the Teva, and he saw that everything was dry. So, it was on the 601st year, on the first month, and the first day of the month. Rabbi Meir Savar, Mid'akati Yom Echad Hu Da'ayel B'Shana. We see that only one day has passed in the year, because it was the first day of the first month of that 601st year. And yet, one day is past v'kakari leishana, and yet it considers it a year, because it says it's the 601 year. So shma mina yom echa b'shana chashav shana. We see from here that one day in the year is considered a full year. So, because the Torah says ba'achas v'sheish mi'oshana, it was on the 601st year. Rabbi Meir learns that it was actually is considered 601 years, and that one day, that first day of the year, is considered actually a full year. I think. Yeah, go ahead.
The problem is that we're talking about Noach's birthday, right? But Noach's birthday could have been any time during the year.
That's correct. Right.
It didn't have to be the first day of Nisan.
That's correct.
Could have been any one of the other 364 days of the year, 350 or whatever days of the year.
Very good.
So why does the Gemara assume that Noach was born on the first day of Nisan?
Very good. What's the Teretz?
Teretz is... I thought the question myself, but then he brought it in the art school.
All right, good.
I thought that question myself.
Very good.
Understand the question? Because
I understand the question.
The passage is talking about Chayei Noach. And then it starts talking about... days and months of that have to do with the marble, not with the life, not with the birthday of Noah.
Correct.
Mixing up apples and oranges.
Very good. Okay.
So it says that I read to you directly. The answer that he gives is perhaps, but I read it to you straight. Perhaps
read
the
date
of Noah's birth is actually run to the calendar. Okay, that's good. So the answer is no matter what. Okay. Scripture does not rupture by the day of one's birth by the years of our creation. No matter what his actual birthday is, with the onset of a new year by Nisan or Tishrei, then that means his year is over and a new year begins. His birthday has to do with, will always be January 1st, in other words. Whatever year he's born, whatever day of the year he's born, that when the new year comes, when January 1st comes, or Nisan the 1st comes, it's like another year for him.
Right, exactly. In other words, we don't count it from birthdays. It's not like if he was born on August 24th, then that's his birthday, and therefore the first day of the first month of his 601st year is August 25th. It doesn't work that way. When it comes to, in the times of the Torah at least, when the Torah is referencing birthdays, it doesn't really reference whether he was born on Tammuz or he was born on Iyar. Doesn't make a difference, because the 601st year would be Aleph Tishrei. It goes by either Nisan or Tishrei. That's considered year one of this guy.
I'm getting lost in the Torah, sir. What are we trying to do right now? What's happening right now?
All we're trying to do, he asked a tangential question. All we're trying to do is prove, where does Rabbi Meir get the idea that one day in the year is considered a full year? And where does Rabbi Elazar get his idea that 30 days in the year
is considered a full year?
They both get it from the same person.
What's the precedence for that? We know a bar mitzvah doesn't take place until a child turns 13 years. It's not into his 13th year.
Correct. Okay, very good.
What's the precedence for that in... Is there a precedence for that in law?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Actually, it's a very good point. I believe that I heard somewhere that there's a Rashash who says that there's a mission of us that says, you know, ben chamesh lamikra, actually he learns that ben chamesh doesn't mean 5 years, it means into the fifth year, so it's four and a day. And that's why there's a strange Rambam that says, the Mishnah says ben shmona esrei lechuppah, 18 lechuppah, and what does the Rambam say in halachas hilchos Yisrael? 17. He said 17. So why did he say 17? Everybody's talking. Why did he say 17? So some people are mitarets. According to the Rambam, it's the Erison is 17, and the Erison is usually a year, so it's 18 ben chuppah. Ben chuppah let's one esrei. But if you understand like this, then it's really, when the Mishnah says 18, it's into the 18th year, he's saying you're 17, because 17 and a day is considered already been, it's really been Shva Esrei Lechuppah.
So you can ask another question.
That would be one idea. What?
I think, unless I'm missing something, a more fundamental question is, since 30 and 30, you could plant any time during the year. So how can you learn out that it's Tosefis or not Tosefis? Whenever you planted it.
You would need at least 30. You would need at least 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would need at least 60. You're right. It could be 120. It could be 150. If you planted all the way back in Shvat or Adar, then you're right. It would be a lot more. But the very least amount that it would require is 30 plus 30. That's what he's saying. Okay. At any rate, what we're trying to prove right now is Rabbi Meir Shita, who says one day in the year is considered a full year. He gets it from the fact that the Torah calls it the 601 years, even though only one day has passed, because it was the first day of the first month. And therefore, even though one day is only passed, it's still considered year 601. So therefore, it's a proof that one day is considered a full year. But Rabbi Lazar disagrees. V'idach, the other opinion, meaning Rabbi Lazar, what does he say? He says, Iksiv b'sheish miyos v'ach ha-shana. If it said 601 years, then kedekamert. Then, like you're saying, is correct. But hashadichsiv ba'achas v'sheish miyos shana. It says 1 and 600 years. Then shana asheish miyos kai. When the Torah says shana, it's not referring to 601. It's referring to what immediately preceded it, which is 600. Umay achas, and what's the one? Aschalta da achas. It's the beginning of one, meaning it's beginning of the 601st year. It's not telling you that 601 years have passed. It's telling you it's the beginning of the 601st year, because we have, for example, Vayu chayei sarah. Mea shana, ve'esrim shana, ve'sheva shanim. The normal course of the Torah recording years is 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. The normal course is to record the bigger number and then the smaller number. But here it does it the opposite way. It says va'achas v'sheish meos shana. So Rabbi Lazar learns by the fact that it says va'achas v'sheish meos and not sheish meos va'achas implies that it's really 600 full years, and one meaning that it's one day in the 601st year. But it's not a raya that it's 601 complete years. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. Fine. The smaller number comes first. It's odd. It's a bit odd. So therefore he says...
Into the year, not...
Exactly. It's into the year. It's not the year. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds. That's why he knocks down Rabbi Meir. Now, where does Rabbi Lazar get this whole idea of 30 days from? The same pasuk. Rabbi Lazar, my taima, where does he get 30 days from? Dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, Barishon be'echad l'chodesh. It says it was the first month, Barishon, the first month, be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of that month. Mid'akati yom echad hu da'ayel b'chodesh. Since there is only one day that was completed in that month, the Kakari l'chodesh, and yet it considers it a full month, Shmamina yom echad b'chodesh chashuv chodesh. So we see that one day in a month is considered a full month. And umid yom echad b'chodesh chashuv chodesh, and if one day in a month is considered a month, then lamid yom b'shana chashuv m'shana. Then I can tell you by extension that 30 days in a year is considered a year. V'chodesh l'nuyev v'shana l'nuyev. The month goes by its units, meaning the units of a month are days. One day is considered a month. If one day is considered a month, then the units of a year, which are months, one month is considered a full year. He's just using an extension. He's saying if the pasuk is considering one day in the month to be a full month, because it says be'echad l'chodesh, it was the first of that month. Therefore, if one day is considered a month, then one month would be considered a year by extension. So therefore, he learns 30 days in the year is considered a year. Okay. That's where each of them get their opinions from. We will wrap up with this brisa, which is a very jam-packed brisa. That will continue. We'll go until the next six lines of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and then the Agadah starts on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanya, the Brisa says what? Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're going to skip the parentheses. Okay.
Yeah, the parentheses is Rashi is not goris the parentheses. The parentheses says that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar imply that that Nisan, that the world was created in Nisan. Rashi knocks it out. Rashi is not gorisit, and Tosis is gorisit. We're not going to learn it for now, but
it's machlokas. So Rashi is saying it's not machlokas.
Rashi is saying it is a machlokas. Tosis would say that according to this brisa,
we generally hold it is a machlokas.
Right, we generally hold it is a machlokas, but according to this learned limud, of Rabbi Yochanan, we would actually come out that it's not a machlokes, and everybody says Benisa Nivra Olam. We're going to learn right now in this following brisa that it is a machlokes.
Right.
As we
clear
see,
bright.
Tanya,
it's a brisa.
That's clear. Clearly says not this way. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created in Tishrei. And Taka, this is what we say. Why Hayom Haras Olam is going like the mandarma that says Benisa Nivra Olam. Oh, very good.
You'll find some Matsorim translate as birth, and some Matsorim translate as conception.
Was Haras mean pregnancy?
Yeah. Hinach Harav Yolad Bein. Right? Hinach Harav, you'll become pregnant, Yolad Bein, and then you'll give birth. So Haras doesn't mean give birth, as Rabbi Yaakov says. It actually means
pregnancy.
Very good. Very good. Yashukayach. All right, I'm very glad I learned this Gemara to you guys. This is Gevaldik. Okay, I didn't even realize that. What? Yad of the Yoma. You can't get better than that. It's mamish. It's minashamayim. All right, Rabbi Lezer, I'm Rabbi Tishrei Nivra Olam. On Tishrei, the world was created. B'Tishrei noldu avos. Avraham and Yaakov were born, apparently, in Tishrei. B'Tishrei mesu avos. In Tishrei, the avos died. They meaning they lived.
What happened to Yitzchak?
All right, but Pesach nolad Yitzchak. No, Yitzchak was nolad on Pesach, and that lechor is the kuli alma, as we'll see. Everybody's going to agree with that. For Rosh Hashanah, nifkada Sara Racha v'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, Sara Racha v'Chana were remembered. Right, it was all of a machshava again. For Rosh Hashanah, Yatsa Yosef mi Beis Asurim. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef left jail. All of this stuff, essentially, all this stuff is going to be learned in the Agadah to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that we'll see amidst Hashem on Monday. Barash Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avosenu. This is fascinating, by the way. I didn't know this. On Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avosenu. The Shibud Mitzrayim ended on Rosh Hashanah. Now, there's a few things fascinating about this. The Geula was in Nisan, but they stopped working the Shibud. They stopped working in Tishrei 6 months before.
After the fourth Maka?
After the how do you know it's the fourth Maka?
It was one a month for how many months?
Oh, so it was one a month. Very good. Look at Tosis over here.
9 months.
It was 9 months. It was 12 months. It lasted 12 months. Look at Tosis Tiver Maska Barosh Hashanah Batla Avodim Avosein B'Mitzrayim. And Tosfos says Rabbi Yeshua molded b'hav b'rov svarim. Rabbi Yeshua is molded to this that on Rosh Hashanah they stopped working. The afapish is chilu hamakos min Nisan, even though the makos started in Nisan, the previous Nisan, the mishpat haMitzrayim yud beis chodesh, that the mishpat of the Mitzrayim, meaning the judgment, the amount of time that the Mitzrayim suffered was for 12 months. Kidisam be'adil, since we have a Mishnah. Mikomakam lo paska avoda Tishrei. The avoda, even though they were incurring the makis all the way back Nisan, a year before the Geula, nevertheless the Shibud Mitzrayim did not end until Tishrei. Now, I'm wondering if that's the fourth makam or the fifth makam. What maka? I was wondering. I wanted to get a calendar out. What maka was it that they were in the middle of when the shibud stopped? I thought it was makas dever, but you're saying it's makas arov. And I want to do a study on this.
Not sure.
Because there's a fascinating pasuk that I never understood in the Torah. The pasuk says when it comes to makas dever, it says that. It says that Moshe tells Paro, you're gonna have Makas Dever, and this is going to be a difference between you and the Jews, because the Jews are not gonna have Makas Dever. The Torah said the same thing in Makas Arov, and the Torah said the same thing in Makas Shchin, right before and right after. All these Makas, the Torah says, that Moshe says to Paro, yeah, you're gonna suffer, and the Jews are not gonna suffer. But only by Makas Dever does the Torah say, Vayishlach Paro, Paro sent down his messengers to see if it was true that the Bnei Yisrael didn't suffer. Why only Makas Dever? It didn't say it by Makas Arov before. It didn't say it by Makas Shchin afterwards. So why Makas Dever particularly? I thought maybe in this Gemara it's possible that if the Shibud stopped right around Makas Dever, it's possible that Pyro sees he's already lost the Jewish people. So he lost the Shibud. They're already starting to slip from him. So it makes sense. Now he sends out the messengers to see, what are they up to? Is it true that this is like a complete hafgah? It's like a complete separation between the Jewish people and Mitzrayim. Not only are they not working now, but they're not even incurring the same penalties. I don't know. But it's interesting. It is interesting. Fine. What's also interesting? What's also interesting? Now this is maybe lav dafka. This is maybe dachuk. But if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Batla Avoda Me'Avoseinu, it's the second line in Rashi. Rashi says Batla Avoda Me'Avoseinu on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says Shisha Chadashim Lefnei Geulasam Pasuk Hashivu. The Shivu stopped 6 months before. Why is Rashi telling me that? He already told me Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda. So what do I know? I don't know. It's 6 months. What's Rashi saying? So it's one of two answers. Either Rashi's telling you, don't think it was a year and a half. It was only 6 months, meaning it was the previous Rosh Hashanah, but not a year and a half ago Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi wants to tell us it's only 6 months. That's probably the most pashut answer. But the other answer is possibly that Rashi is actually saying, this is a shtickel dachuk, I think. I think it's a shtickel dachuk. But maybe Rashi's saying it wasn't Dafka Rosh Hashanah that Batla Me'Avoseinu, that actually they didn't stop working until 6 months before the Geula, which is when? 6 months before the Geula is actually Sukkot. It's actually Sukkot that they stopped. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, if Rashi means that, or Rashi's Lav Dafka and it really means 6.5 months. I don't know. But if you were going to say, like I'm saying, that maybe Rashi's trying to tell you that it wasn't Dafka Rosh Hashanah that they stopped, but it was Sukkot that they stopped, then maybe you can say that when the Torah says Chaga Sukkos Tasalacha Ki Basukkos Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael, maybe Hoshavti means from a Lashon of Shavus, he stopped working. Ki Basukkos on the Chaga Sukkos Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael. Right, it's drush. I understand it's drush. Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael, they stopped working. Okay, but it's a nice word, but I don't know. I think it's both Dachuk and it's drush, and the combination of the two is like a double whammy. But anyway. Anyway, going weiter until we get to the end of this braisa. Benisan nigalu, there was geula and Nisan, as we know. Betishrei asidin legoil, but the future geula, which is Mirtz Hashem, going to be in a couple days.
Why a couple days?
Now? No, Tishrei. It says Betishrei asidin legoil, so it's got to wait a couple days. You got to hold on to your horses because the geula is going to be Mirtz Hashem in a couple days. But despite the Geula happening in a couple days, we will resume learning. We will resume learning. Okay, so we're not going to stop. Rabbi Shua says, no, I disagree with you, Rabbi Lazar. Benisan Nivra Olam. It happened in Nisan where the world was created. Benisan Anoldu Avos. The Avos were born in Nisan. Benisan meaning Avram and Yaakov. Okay, Benisan Mesu Avos. The Avos died in Nisan, the same month that they were born. They died in, as we'll see in the Gemara, why the Gemara assumes that. But Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Nolad on Pesach. Note, it doesn't say Benisan Nolad Yitzchak. It says BePesach. Whereas by the Avos, it says Benisan. So it sounds like the other Avos, Avram and Yaakov, were actually maybe not born on Pesach. Maybe they were born some other time in Nisan. At any rate, Barash Hashanah. Huh?
I think Moshe and David also the month they were born.
Yes. Yes, and we'll see. It makes sense. We'll see what the Gemara says. Rosh Hashanah nifkad the sarach v'chana, and Rosh Hashanah sarach v'chana. Remember,
they disagree by Rosh Hashanah.
They do not agree by Rosh Hashanah. They agree. He agrees with Rabbi Lazar in that case. Rosh Hashanah yatsayosim beis asurim. Again, he agrees that on Rosh Hashanah Yosef left the beis asurim, as we'll see in the Gemara where he gets that from. Rosh Hashanah batla avodah me'avosinah b'mitzrayim. Again, he agrees that Rosh Hashanah our forefathers stopped working in Mitzrayim. Ben Nisan Nigalu. In Nisan there was a Geula, as we know. And Ben Nisan Asidin Nigal. The future Geula, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is going to have to wait 6.5 months. What?
Everyone says that. Nisan Nigalu, Nisan Asidin Nigal.
No, Rabbi Lazar just said no. He said Tishrei.
The world, the Welt, says like
what Welt? Rabbi Lazar is not part of the Welt.
In general, if you ask any person on the street, when is redemption going to be? It's going to be in Nisan.
All right, I'm going to ask somebody on the street. At any rate, we're going to stop here. We're going to stop here. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is going to discuss, is going to go through the Agadah Tzitzit, go through to discuss all these things that we just mentioned in the price.
Are we doing all that? What? I always understood that Inyan to be it's the most misugal time place. I mean, the Gula could happen chick chock.
Yeah, but it's the most misugal place. Right, I think that's. I think that sounds good to me. That sounds good to me. Now, on Monday, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go until the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to stop here because this sugi already, when it starts getting into the kima, it is not pashut. This is astronomical and astrological and all that. It's very complicated, and it goes on. So we'll stop probably in the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, meaning we'll do an amud on Monday Mitzvah Shem and some change, and then we'll stop. And we will not learn on Thursday night because it's Rosh Hashanah, and some people like to daven on Rosh Hashanah, apparently, and as a chumrah.
Some weird people keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
Some people keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as an extra chumrah, it's a Hasidisha thing. And then we'll pick up the following week with Vazdula Tamayhu, and then we will catch up. And as you know, I am quite the catcher-upper.
Yes.
As you know from Sefer Beitza. All right, very good. Less than 30 minutes, guys. You can't complain.